Okay, so on that PVAB tonight. So on the second line on PVAB Manalo. Oh yeah, I forgot. Mayor Zinsky is sponsoring today's daf in memory of his father, Moshe Aaron ben Yitzchak Meir, zichrono lebracha. Okay, so learning is Lilu Nishama of Moshe Aaron ben Yitzchak Meir, zichrono lebracha. That's Mayor Zinsky's father. Okay, so on the second line from the top. Gufo shall get shichrur. So we learned in the Mishnah yesterday the essence to get shichrur. In other words, if you're owner Eved, you have a kinyan mamon and a kinyan isur. In order to release the kinyan isur, you have to have a get shichrur. But gufo shall get shichrur harayat batkorin harayat laatzmeiv. So the Gemara says on line four, Akin Rav Yehuda b'shtar zvini da'avdi. Rav Yehuda established like a rule that, like for the shtar mechira, like selling an Eved. This not releasing the Eved, but selling the Eved. He says that it should recite, have the following recitation in the shtar. Abdadan mustak la'avdu. This Eved is designated for Avdus. In other words, there's no tainins on his mechira. In other words, I'm giving you the sale, and it's like, you know, a good sale. He says, Uptur va'atir l'mechavurei. He's totally removed from any chavurus, from shichrur. In other words, he's Eved. Minalule, there's no claims against him. I mean, nobody, he says, min aruri malko malkata, and well, the government doesn't have any tainas against him, like he's not, like, you know, on the 10 most wanted list or anything like that. He says, v'rashum de'inish lo ida lohi. He says, v'rashum de'inish, it means they would have a badge or something around an eved, so nobody's badge is on this eved. He says, u'minuk mikol mum. He's free of every mum, but here, mum means, the way Rashi learns, means like, list mizuyan the mechel batel, he's not an armed robber or something like that. He says, and then, umin shchin, he's free of shchina boils. He says, denafik atatzar chadav ba'ati. Any boils that come out, in other words, he's guaranteeing the Eved, if the Eved contracts boils in the next 2 years, then you know, it's like return the item, that type of thing. In other words, so Rashi takes it like if he has boils, he could have old boils and then they would come up again in the next 2 years. He says, I'm like guaranteeing this Eved against boils, new or old. So in other words, let's say he has boils. So the seller says, well, I never saw it before. You know, it's like that. So he's guaranteeing against boils. He said, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda instituted when you sell the Eved. He says, now the Gemara, you know, diverges and says, or the diverge, but Maya Sute, what's the cure for an Eben who's got shin, or anybody who says shin, I assume. So Amar Baye, Imbra Umartha Vikavrita, Imbra would be ginger, Umartha is the silver dross, Vikavrita is the sulfur. He says, Vikala the Chamra, wine vinegar, Umishkhid Zeta, olive oil, Vinatvi Khivra, and white naphtha. And then you know, wipe it on the Eved with the goose feather. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything you did so far? No. Unless if they want to work something out, he says it's, this Eved has shchin, and you could buy it subject to that. But otherwise, the assumption is you.
The price.
Right. It's interesting that they were so concerned about shchin, you know, but that was this big item. I don't know what the point of shchin is, what we call shchin or whatever, but that was a big. Okay. All right. Now we're on the Mishnah paper for an Aleph, it's okay. So Manitin, Shagitin, Psulin, and he said a blood pressure. There are three Gitin that are Psul on a Rabbanon level, but if the woman got married after receiving that get, the blood is kasher. The blood is not a mamzer. So there are other cases where we say it's Psul Rabbanon, the blood is a mamzer, but you're not. Now, so for the way Rashi learns, remember we had earlier in the Masechta, we had about Reb Meir and Reb Lazar. Remember, Reb Meir says that Eidei Chatima Karti, and Reb Lazar holds Eidei Vesira Karti. So Rashi takes that this is a third opinion, and this opinion holds that if the husband writes to get in his own handwriting, he doesn't need any Eidim. He just gives it to her, and that's it. It's the third opinion. So although the Gemara will have an Okimta where the Mishnah could be like Reb Meir, but we'll see. So if a man wrote in his own handwriting to get, there are no Eidim. So again, so on a Rabbanon level, he should have Eidim. And Rashi goes down, why would I want Eidim? He says, one second. Yeah. So the Rabbanon apostles is because Dilma Atilach Shuri Bechtav Sofer. In other words, a person might then have a sofer right to get and give it to the wife without edim, and that's not allowed. So that's possible on the Gabbana level. But he says, or Yeshalav edim bein bozman. There's a different soul. There are edim who signed the get, but there's no date in the get. And remember, we learned that that was a takana because for Barach Hotel, they were afraid that a man might be married to his niece, and then she's accused of znus, and then in order to protect her, he'll come up with a get, and he'll date it before the alleged znus, in such a way that would like kind of acquit it, or he would come up with the get, and then with no date, right, in order to like protect her, and so she could say she was divorced, so you have to put a date in the get. He says, Yesh bozman ve'invo el eid achad. Or the third case is, there's a date in the get, but there's only one eid on it. Now, the Gemara is going to have a machloket. So one opinion the Gemara is going to hold that the third case feeds into the first case. The first one is Kabbal Tabiago ben Lod Eidim, and saying even if it's Tabiago and it has eid achad, it's still possible. But, and why he says, but it's still chiddush is that even lechachila can't do it. Even if it has one aid, it doesn't cut it. And the Reisha teaches me that even if there's no aid, the blot is kosher. So in other words, the case one and three would go together. The chiddush of case one would be that the blot is not a mamzer, and the chiddush of case three is that even with one aid, lechachila I can't do it. That would be that way. Or the other way is the other shot that Gemara is going to have, and we'll come see the Gemara, is case three is talking about Ksav Sofer, that he had a Sofer right to get, and there's one aid, right. And so the blot is Kasher, right, because the Sofer is instead of the second aid. So the Sofer will be instead of the second aid. All right, we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more about that. So the Gemara repeats again. So these three gits. So we mentioned three gits twice earlier and again later. Then we say the vlad kasher. But if she marries and she has offspring, the vlad is kasher. Now this should be Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar Omer. The Reb Lazar, remember, holds the edim sira karki. Reb Lazar Omer. Af pishin love edim. Even if there are no edim, again, he doesn't require edim to be in the get. He says elish in the talmud of the edim, but he gave it to the wife. With in the presence of Adim, it's kasher. That's a good get. The gova min chasim mishubadim, and she can use the get to collect from her tsuba from the chasim mishubadim in covered property or sold property, whatever. Shein Adim quote min leget only tikkun olam. So he Reb Lazar holds that Adim only signed the get because of tikkun olam, meaning that in case the Eidei Mesira on around, so the Eidei Khatima will help us establish that indeed she was divorced, but it's something people all of that necessarily required. Okay, who's the question? How close have we did the mission so far? Yosef asked a question, I'll come to you. So, you know. No. The first case is Habakhtabi Adobin Alav Eidim. There's no Adam on the star, but there's no Adam even when you give it to him. That's the first case. Yeah, there's no Adam anywhere with the first case. Okay. All right. What do you want to say, Fern?
Who is of the opinion that you don't need Adam Bichlal? You said there's a third opinion?
The Tanakhama Bar Mishnah.
He says there are no Adam. Mesira, Khatima, you don't need any of that.
Right. That's okay. The way Rashi understands it. Okay. That's the way Rashi understands it. Now, in the Gemara, there's going to be an opinion that holds that the beginning of the Mishnah could be like Reb Meir. If it's like Reb Meir, so he'll hold, Rashi says, Chtav Yado Kamei Adim. Like, his handwriting is the equivalent of 100 Adim. But some people say it's the third opinion. Okay? So back in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara had cases that are possible on a Drabanan level, but the blot is kasher. Okay, these three gittin, they each pass along the Rabbana level, but if she marries somebody with getting after receiving that get, the offspring is kasher. So the Gemara says, for two leka, aren't there any more cases than three cases? But you could get yashan. If you get yashan, if you remember, if a man writes the get, then he has yifud with the wife before giving the get, so that's also you know, still Drabanan level. So what? And what, so why doesn't it learn get yashan in our Mishnah? Then we have four cases. So the Gemara says hatam lo teitze hasa teitze. So the Gemara says over there, if she remarries after receiving get yashan, she doesn't have to leave husband number two. Here, if she remarries after one of these gittin, she does have to leave husband number two. So the Gemara is going to have a machloket between Rav and Levi in our Mishnah, whether teitze or not teitze. So let me see who says which for 1 second. So Yama Rav teitze. So Rav holds that she has to leave, you know, husband number two, and Levi holds, Rav has, goes back and forth, but he holds initially that teitze, she has to leave husband number two, but Levi holds in our Mishnah is also lo teitze. So the Gemara wants to say, hatam lo teitze. So over there, but the Ashan, she does not leave husband number two, hacha teitze. In our Mishnah, she does have to leave husband number two. So anichlamon damar hacha teitze. So that works well, according to Rav, who holds that in our Mishnah, you have to leave. But according to Levi, who holds that even in her Mishnah, she gets to stay with husband number two. So here she gets to stay with husband number two. And then with the get Yashan gets to stay with husband number two. Why is it not listed? So Hatam Tina Selechachila. So the Gemara says over there, if she gets to get Yashan and she would ask what's the halacha, we'd say get married. Hacha Dievet. Here, right here, it's only if she got married, then we'll leave her alone. But in Achinami, we would try to restrain her out ahead of time. So that's a different case. Okay, so again, the Gemara said, what about the case of get Yashan? So the Gemara says it's either lo teitze and here's teitze, or even if I say it's here's lo teitze, here in our Mishnah, it's the Yavid, but over there it's lachachila, she can remarry. Okay, so the Gemara says, but you can get kereach. The Gemara says, there's other cases, we think, of gittin that are prohibited on the bottom level, and we think the offspring would not be mamzerim, and yet the Mishnah doesn't list it. For example, a get kereach. Get kereach, we had earlier in Besechta, a bald get. It means, remember, that we fold the get, the ponim, and then there's one more fold, and there are edim. So that's on a drabana level, so you shouldn't give that get. So, but you can get kereach, hatam, havlad mamzer. So the Gemara says that that's very different. Because by get kereach, the offspring is considered mamzer on a drabana level. He's mamzer, hacha blad kasher. Here the blood is kasher. So hanichal Rebbe Meir, the Amar, kol mishanam beish uchacham begitna blad mamzer. That works well according to the Meir. Meir says whoever deviates from that which the chachamim delineated, except in this Mishnah, that the vlog will be a mamzer. So indeed, he holds like the vlog is mamzer. El Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan who mechulak with Meir, Michael Neymar. So they're going to say over there he's not a mamzer, over here he's not a mamzer. So the Gemara says hacha teitze, hacha lo teitze. We can fall back to our old answer that over there we would say to the woman you have to leave husband number two, and here she does not leave husband number two. So anichlamon damar hacha lo teitze, that works well according to Rav, who says you don't have to leave husband number two. Elamon damar hacha teitze, but according to Levi, you do have to leave husband number two even in our Mishnah. So what are we going to say? How come it doesn't list the case of get kereach? So the makusha lo tmai. He's not talking about get makusha. Get makusha is like, you know, like a total different, you know, animal. It is, it's like horse of a different color. You know, it's a total different piece. So in Echinami, Geki Reich is a case like that, but it doesn't fit in all permission. It's like Yotzi Dofen. So the Gemara says, Va'icha Shalom Malchut. But if you remember, we learned early in the Sechta that when you date the gets, the Chamim Metaten, that you should date it according to the government where you are, because the Shalom Malchut use the dates of the government where you're located. So let's say you didn't date according to the government where you are, so that would be, again, possible on a Dabana level. So the Gemara says, Hatam Teise, Hakalo Teise. This is over there. If she would remarry, we'd say leave husband number two. Here, we wouldn't say that. Aniklamon Dabar Hakalo Teise, that works well according to him, says that here you don't have to leave husband number two. Elamon Dabar Teise, but according to the lady, here too you have to leave husband number two, Michael Neymar. So the Gemara says, Hatam Havalad Mamzer. So the Gemara says over there by the get that doesn't conform with dating, so the offspring would be a mamzer on a drabana level. Here the vlad is a kasher. So the Gemara says the Nikla Rameyer, that works well according to Tana Rameyer, who holds that any deviation from that which the Chacham set up, except in the cases in our Mishnah, would be a mamzer. El Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan who were chulak with Meyer on that point by Ikla Meymar. So over there he's not a mamzer. Over here he's not a mamzer. So Mukim La. So the Gemara says that the opinion that holds Teitze, the opinion holds that in our Mishnah, which would be Levi, that she has to leave husband number two, he would establish our Mishnah as going according to Reb Meir. So in other words, the opinion holds, in other words, we ran into a problem, because if I say it's Teitze here and Teitze there, how come it doesn't have that case? That opinion, i.e. Levi, that holds that in our Mishnah is Teitze, he'll subscribe to Reb Meir, and according to Reb Meir, over there it's a mamzer and here not. So again, we had in our Mishnah Gittin the Psul Rabbanan, but the offspring was not a mamzer. And then we said, aren't there other Gittin that are Psul Rabbanan with blood is not a mamzer? So the Gemara says, well, we have a case this is with the Shlom Malchus, where the get was dated properly according to the government where they are. So the Gemara says, yes, why doesn't list that? So the Gemara says, according to a mayor, the offspring would be a mamzer. Over there, you're not. So that's why it doesn't list it. So the Gemara says that was according to a mayor, but the Chachamim are mafulak with them. So the Gemara says, but even within the Chachamim, I could say that over there, we would say Teitzei, and here, lo Teitzei, just not to leave the number two. But the Gemara says, but what about the opinion, i.e. Levi, who holds that Teitzei and Teitzei, so it's Teitzei and Teitzei, and within the Shiva Chachamim, it's not a mamzer, not a mamzer, why don't we list it? So the Gemara says that Levi, who says here, Teitzei, subscribes to Reb Meir. He'll learn the Mishnah, like in accordance with Reb Meir. Reb Meir learns that other case would be a mamzer. So in other words, even Reb Meir, who says you're deviating from the Chachamim, goes the other case, they're mamzeres, but here, he agrees, not... Yeah, so in this case, these are exceptions in this case. I guess that they didn't feel that the deviation was so significant. What? Yeah. All right now. Let's get back to the Gemara. So, let me just do it to the two dots, and I'll pause. We'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Now the Mishnah mentions number in two locations. It says you have three gittin that are psul d'rabbanan, and the vlad is not a mamzer. And then these the three gittin that they're psul d'rabbanan and the blood is not a mamzer. So the Gemara says binyana derashal miutimai. So when the Tana has a number, it means these are the psulim, but others are not, don't fit into that category. So minyana de sefer miutimai. What is the minyan of the sefer coming to exclude? So the minyana derashal miutimai damran. So the minyan and the resha is coming to exclude the cases that we just mentioned, which is what? Which is like the get yasha, the get kereach, and the Shlomo Malchus, so the dating wasn't right, and so forth. So it's saying these are, these three cases fit into the category. Psul d'rabbanan and the blood is not a mamzer. And the other cases don't fit into the category, either because of Teitzei or Lo Teitzei, or something else. Okay, so the Gemara says, minyan de sefer miute hadatanya. So what is the minyan of the sefer? What is the Tana alluding to by counting again at the end? There's another case that he's saying does not belong in the count. So the miyuti had the tanya, excluding the case of during the brisa, maybe get medina yam. If a man brings a get from overseas, Eretz Israel, the tanya love lo amar pani nechtam pani nechtam. If he doesn't have the recitation, he's supposed to say pani nechtam pani nechtam. In my presence was written and was signed. He says yotzi b'blad mamzer the remeir. So under those circumstances, she has to get divorced from husband number two, and any offspring she had is a mamzer according to the tanya remeir. But Chachamim Omrim ain't a blood mamzer. Chachamim say no, the blood would not be mamzer. But Kesav Yaseh, but they both agree there's a remedy. He says Yitlenu Heimena that he should take the get from the woman via Survi Yenenu Law if they shine and give it to her again in the presence of two people. Yomar B'fanei Nechtam B'fanei Nechtam. So our mission is alluding to the fact that that in these cases there's the blood is not a mamzer, but in Achinami, there's another case, which is one we just did, where a mayor would say the lot is a mamzer. And that's that case we just quoted in the Brisa. Now, if you look at the Tosfos, the second last Tosfos, Tosfos says, why do I need two minyanim to exclude the cases? In other words, I have one minyan to the three cases before. Now I have the minyan to exclude this case. Why does it need the whole case by itself? So he says, he says, if you look, it's around the fourth line in Tosfos, the Minyan of Seifa, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Omer, that's the Re. He says, the Hach writes, it's the Re'icha Miyut L'chud, Yishish Takana, Afil Rabbeinu. In other words, since the Brisa contains a remedy, even according to Rameya, there's a curative process. I feel like Achilulina saying there's a way for her to, you know, to marry with a green light, even though everything got messed up. She chalut loy men of lidon law kolim suin. So that case is a little bit different than the other cases, and therefore we need a separate minion to indicate that in that case, if you don't do the cure, then the vlad would be a monster. Okay, so let's just think over what we did, and then we'll move on and think some questions. So the basic idea we learned was that we have, the Mishnah mentions three gittin that are possible on the bottom level, but if the wife nevertheless goes ahead and marries somebody, that the vlad is not a monster. So then the Gemara asks, well, how come we don't list these other cases that, like, get Yashan and get Kereach and with the Shalom Malchut, how do we list those? The Gemara came up with answers each case, either that, you know, when one case is Teitzei, or here it's low Teitzei, or the she can marry, here it's B'diavad. Anyway, the Gemara is Chilukim. Why it wasn't taught there. And then we had the Bryce at the end. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts, anything we did so far? Wait. According to the Chachamim that according to the Bryce there? So according to the Chachamim, That's interesting. So... Yes, I have to hold it. I don't have an explanation. Okay. I have to think it through a little bit. Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, let's go on. Okay, we're 4 lines from the bottom. Everybody with me? Okay. Now, Ketabas Tav Yadav in the Levavim. So, the first case we had in the Mishnah, which is Pasal on the bottom level, is if the husband writes to get himself, it's in his own handwriting, but there's no Eidim on the get. And as we said, there's no Eidim in Siri either, according to the way Rashi learns the Mishnah. So, Mela, nevertheless, it's going to be the Eidim. So, Amarav, so Rav says we're talking about where it's the husband's own writing. So which case was Rav explaining? We have three cases in the Mishnah. Which case was Rav, you know, commenting that it's his own handwriting? Ilema Resha, if it's case number one, Chita Ktav Yadav Tami. That's obvious. I don't need Rav teaching. Vila Amitziata. So maybe it's the middle case, Reyeshal of Edim. The middle case are that there are Edim that signed the get. So the Edim signed the get. I don't need Ktav Yadav. The Edim are, in essence, testifying that the husband directed the get to be written. So that's dead letter. So by process of elimination, Rav must have been referring to the last case of the Mishnah, which is Yesh Bozman Be'Edo Elechad. It has a date on it, but there's only one aid. And Rav is saying, we're talking about that it was written with Ktav Yadav. The husband wrote the get in his own handwriting. That's what we think. And this man, and there's one aid on it. That's what you think the case is. The third case in the Mishnah is Yesh Bozman Be'Ebo Ela Eid Achad. Right, this man, there's only one aid. So concerning that case, Rob said the husband wrote the get, and then one aid signed it. Then it has his man. So a turn page on the top line on Pei Babum Days, V'Dafka Ktav Yadav Eid. So the Ktav Yadav Eid, and we said the blood is kasher, it's only if he wrote it and there's a witness. So let's look at the Rashi, the top Rashi on this Amud. How do you mean in a blood kasher? Ktav Yadav Eid, who do you mean in a blood kasher? The Chitema. So maybe you say, I know that from the first case in the Mishnah, that Pilu Blo Shamei Eid Ablad Kasher, Yidlav Seifa, Havamina, Hechadika Eid Achad, Im Ktav Yadav Tina Selach Achila. So I would have thought, left my own devices, that he wrote the get and there's one aid, so that comes together and you can get married L'Chachila with that get. So Kamash Blan not that way. So let's see back in the Gemara. So B'Dafka Ktav Yadav Eid, that's that's the case that the blot is kosher and she can marry the chila, but k'tav sofer ve'eid lo. But k'tav sofer ve'eid not. In other words, if the sofer wrote the get and one aid signed it, then he can't go marry with that. He says, "Abak tav sofer eid lo." Shmuel Amar, "Apilu tav sofer ve'eid." Shmuel says that no, even if tav sofer, the sofer wrote the get and one aid signed it, that would be good. Shereishaninu tav sofer eid kasher. There's a Mishnah coming up later on Pesayin with base tomorrow's daf, where it says tav sofer ve'eid is kasher. And there's a question how to understand that. I think the machloket is a ksav sofer or a chasam sofer. Is it that the sofer wrote it or the sofer signed it? So Shmuel learns ksav sofer ve'ed kasher. The Rav midami. Rav says how are the two cases comparable. Hatam, or maybe I didn't explain right. The Rav midami has hatam tina sed lechachila. Over there, she can marry even lechachila with ksav. So the Rav amar midami hatam pesha lechachila mashma the hatam right. Chatam sofer imay shaninu. In other words, over there she has a green light to marry because the sofer signs it as well. Adonai signs it. Hacha b'dievet. Here we're talking about a case where it would be b'dievet. Let's see Rashi. It says Shmuel lo kasha. And Shmuel is not. In other words, why is? In other words, Shmuel's case is. In other words, here we in our mission we have a case where. The person, according to Shmuel, you can even have where the ksav sofer ve'ed. The sofer wrote the document and an aid signed it. And, well, he's adding on to it. Right. So according to Shmuel, the third case in the Mishnah could even be where the top sofer ve'ed, where not just where he wrote it, like Rav says, but even when the sofer wrote it and an aid signed it. Well, Rav doesn't agree to it. So Shmuel says that could be the case. So Rav says no. So what about the Mishnah later on? So he says, Hatam tina se l'chachila hacha dievet. So Rav says over there, she can marry l'chachila, meaning it was really a chasim sofer. Over there, the sofer also signed the get, and the aid signed it. So you have two aidim over there. That's the way Rabban says the Mishnah later on. But here, not. He says, Shmuel lo kasha. Shmuel says, I have no contradiction between the Mishnah later. The Mishnah over there is l'chachila. Shmuel lo kasha. Habisafra demuvhak. The Mishnah over there is something about where it was an expert scribe. So we don't think the expert scribe would have written the get, unless the husband had directed him to write it. So that's as good as 1-8. That's the next Mishnah. He says, Ahab Safar Glomuvat. But our Mishnah is done in case he's not so expert. So it's saying it's B'dievet, L'chachila not, but B'dievet is Kasher. Okay? Again. So. Okay. So the Mishnah, they're both talking about Ketab Sofer V'eid. They're both talking about what the Sofer wrote to get. And an aid signed in addition. Right. The sofer wrote the two gittin. But over there, l'chachila you get married. Here it's only b'dievet. So why is it l'chachila there and over here it's b'dievet? So Rav says it's l'chachila over there because the sofer also signed the get. So Shmuel rejects that. Shmuel says no. Over there, the sofer wrote it. But over there, it was written by an expert sofer. So we don't think like the expert sofer would write it unless the husband had directed him to write it. So that's like the equivalent of an aid, even though he doesn't sign it. And here it's not such an expert sofer. So but the Eved, we would assume that he directed him. Okay.
Is that a valid assumption about the expert?
Let's wait a few minutes for now. Let me just cover some ground. Let me get to that, then I'll pause. Okay. He says on the front line, Bechenamar of Yochanan, Tav Yado Shaninu. And Rabbi Yochanan also says, like Rav, that in our Mishnah it's Ktav Yada, where the husband wrote the get, not the sofer wrote it. So Amalei Rabbi Lazar, Harayeshal of Edim. So Rabbi Lazar thought that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the middle case where he wrote the get and the Edim signed it. So it doesn't make sense. Amalei a sefer. He says, no, I'm talking about the sefer. Okay, what do you want to say for him?
Is that a valid assumption that if it's not a muvhak, he wouldn't require the proper direction from the husband? In other words, one has to do with this being a scribe and doing this Sapphras or Sifras, whatever you call it, whereas Sifras is literature.
Okay, again. So it means like this. Why do Adam sign the get? Why do Adam in general sign the get? They're signing to assure us that the husband directed the get be written. And it was written in Lashon Lishma. So if he's an, so here the Sofer wrote it according to Shmuel, and an aide signed it. So can we extrapolate from there that Mistama, the husband, directed everything? So if it's a Safra Muvhak, so Shmuel says, yeah, that's what the Mishnah says. Yeah, sure. He they throw him out of the union if he would write it. Anyway, so there I'm sure. If it's not a Sofer Muvhak, I don't 100% know, but B'dieved, if he serves such a get, it's good. That's what we're saying.
I was just wondering if that was a leap or a valid assumption, but okay, you're assuming it's a valid assumption.
Now we're on line 8 on Pevam and Beis. Okay, now Zimin Amarav Tetzei. So in reference to the three cases of Mishnah where he gave the gittin that weren't good on a Drabana level, Zimin Amarav Tetzei. So then she married somebody after getting one of these gittin. So sometimes Rab said she had to leave husband number two. Zimin Amar Rab Lotei say. Sometimes he said she doesn't have to leave husband number two. Okay, it's odd. Yesh Labanim Lotei say. If she marries husband number two and she has kids with husband number two, then we're going to leave sleeping dogs lie. We don't want to get like laws. And if we say you have to leave her, then it's going to create laws that the kids are mamzerim and the kids aren't mamzerim. So we're going to leave her alone. Ain Labanim Tetzei. But if she has no kids from husband number two, we say, I think it's better if you step away from this situation.
And if she's pregnant?
Now, please, let's just wait till I get to two dots, okay? So now, Mativ Bar Zufi Bar Tuvia. Now, Mar Zufi Bar Tuvia is the kash against Rab from the following Brisa. And remember, the first Mishnah in the Sechet Yibamo is 15 women who are Arayot. In other words, if, let's say, somebody marries his niece, let's say he marries his niece, and then if he were to die, so that it would be his brother's daughter. So there's no yibum in that situation, right? In other words, it would be an erva, right? So, and if there's no yibum for her, even if there are co-wives, let's say you have Reuben and Shimon. So Shimon marries, and Reuben and Shimon are brothers, and Shimon marries Reuben's daughter, which is his niece. And then Shimon marries five other women, Rachaleah, everybody else under the sun. So then when Shimon dies, because there's no yibum with Reuben's daughter, there's no yibum with any of the co-wives, any of the tzarot. Now, let's say there's a question about the kiddushin or the gerushin that he does with Reuben's daughter. Now, the kulan shivan safek kiddushin or safek gerushin. In all these situations, if there was a safek in the kiddushin or the gerushin, hareinu chotzot lo miyavot. So then the co-wives do chalitza, not yibum. In other words, I don't know whether they're chayiv and yibum or not chayiv and yibum. So I'm not going to say go forward with yibum, but I'm not going to say walk away with it. So you do chalitza, not yibum. So case of safek kiddushin. What's the case of safek kiddushin? Zarek la kiddushin. If the husband threw the kiddushin to the wife, safek karob la, safek karob lo. It's a safek that is closer to her, closer to him. We spoke about Dalai Lama and so forth. So safek kiddushin. That's safek kiddushin. That's not the case we need. Safik Gerushin, what would be a case to Safik Gerushin? Ketab Bechtab Yado, Vinolav Edim, the three cases in our Mishnah. He wrote it with his own handwriting, but there's no Edim, and he gave it to the Erva. Yeshlav Edim Ve'im Bozman, where there are Edim, but there's no date on it. Or Yesh Bozman Ve'im Bo'el Echad. Or there's Zman, but there's only one Ed. Arayza Safik Gerushin. Okay, those are the cases. Now, Vi Amrit Lo Tetzei. If you're going to assume that we would, let's say the erva got this get, which is questionable. In other words, he gets the get, but the get has problems with it, but she gets the get. If you'll assume the way that Rav wanted to say initially, lo tetzei, that she marries somebody else with this shvach get. So he says, sarata'atya liyibume. So isn't that going to create a problem? Because now the Yibum situation arises, and the Sarah thinks, she's divorced, and they're letting her keep married. In other words, let's give names to everybody. So, yeah, but let's give a name so we get it straight. So again, we have so Shimon married Reuben's daughter. So Reuben's daughter was let me give a nice name. It will be Shane Rachel. Okay. So Reuben marries, or Shimon marries Shane Rachel, and then Shimon also marries a whole bunch of other women, and then Shimon dies, and then Shimon gives one of these gittin to Shane Rachel, and Shane Rachel goes and marries Zvulun. And they live happily ever after because the Chachamim say, don't leave. So now when Shimon dies, so then that'll be the fact that Shane Rachel is living merrily after happily ever after with her new husband, and the rabbis are not saying you have to leave husband number two, that leads people to the thought that there's no question about this get, because otherwise they say don't stay with husband number two. So isn't that going to potentially open up a problem if we say Lotate say that now the other, one of the other co-wives will end up doing Yibum with Reuven, when really, if it's not a mitzvah, it's a big Aveira. It's either an Erva. So he says, so me Amrilo Tetzei Sarata Akili Bume. So he says, so what's the worst case scenario? She does Yibum with him. So Chashasha Durabanami. In other words, in Akinami, she should do Chalitza and not Yibum. But Luya Sir, she does Yibum. It's just a Chashash Durabanam level. And Mela, we don't think we're not going to get so like persistent over it. Okay, now let me just get to the two dots. Levi Amar, Lilam, Lo Tetzei. Levi says, so Rav says, sometimes Tetzei, sometimes Lo Tetzei. So if she has kids with husband number two, Lo Tetzei. Otherwise, Tetzei. Levi says, Lilam, Lo Tetzei. She never leaves husband number two. Chen Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Tetzei. Chen Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Lebnei Reb Teklaf, Tet Ben Huna. Rabbi Yochanan said to the sons of Rabbi Chalafta, from Huna is an Ibrah place. Hachi Amar Vuchon. This is what your father, Rabbi Chalafta, said. Ulam lo tete. He never has to leave. And he throws in another halacha, which is not related to our din and get. Kartzit, Shaba Amir, Ain't a Posel, Mechatat. Kartzit, we'll see, is like, there's going to be a bug that's in the sheave. Doesn't pass the mechatat. The Gemara learns, let's say a bird or a creature comes and takes the mechatat. The mechatat is the water that's mixed with the ashes of the paraduma. So if any work is done with the mechatat, it's pasul. So the Gemara takes it like if an animal were to like try to drink some of the water and then spit some of it back, that's considered like malacha was done with it. So here, the second malacha was karts for me, and the karts it doesn't passel because the karts it just like swallows and doesn't spit back. He says, my karts it, what's a karts it? Amar Abaye, the davto de bene kipe. It's like fly, whatever it is. It's a flying creature that's between the sheaves. This is Mati Rav Dinibur of Katina, Kula Ofo, Poslam Mechatat, Kutzman Yona, Neshamot Setzet. So he says that the Brisa says that all birds pasul mechatat. In other words, all birds, I have to be choshesh that they drank the water and spit it back. Chutz ben yonah, except for the dove, neshamot tetzet. The dove just sucks the water up. The other water, in other words, the other birds, in other words, right. In other words, the dove is like you're drawing on a straw. He sucks it up. The other birds, they take it and they throw their beak up in the air, and then some of the water comes back and slaps off. So he says, "Vimita," and if it would be true that this kartzit, I don't know, the article said it was a fly or whatever, but it's some sort of flying, sounds easier like some sort of bird, it sounds like. "Vimita," if it would be true that the kartzit also doesn't passel, then he chutz miyona but kartzit. So why doesn't the Tana say, except for the yona and the kartzit, they don't passel? So Gemara says, lo psikale. The Tana doesn't list the kartzit because he couldn't say it was absolutely true. It was one rule fits all. This is the gdola lo pasa. The bigger kartzit doesn't passel the, he says, the katana pasla, the ad kama. How long is it a katana? When does it begin get to be gedola? I'm going to be hearing me between Ravami and Kasayit. So yeah, up until when it's the size of a kasayit, that sounds bigger than a fly. Up until the size of a kasayit, it passels it. But when it gets bigger than a kasayit, then it doesn't passel it. Okay, let me just make sure I got that right. One second. He says, okay. The Mechata. It's Mitan the Tamayan. Okay. All right, let's back on the Gemara. All right, and who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
It's
So what you could listen online. All right. So, all right. Again, with the niece, let's say she's getting one of these faulty git, and so it's a type of suffix. So there's a question: does she have to leave husband number? So that's according to, but according to another opinion, Levi lo tetzei, she never has to leave husband number. Gemara says it's going to open us up to a big problem, because if she doesn't have to leave husband number two, her co-wives from husband number one, upon his death, will think that she was definitely divorced. She's definitely out of the picture, right? And because we see that all the rabbis say she could stay with husband number two. So then I don't have any co-wife who's an heir of her. So then I am free to yibum with the brother. That's what I would think. So isn't that going to lead to a takala? The MS is, so the Gemara says, Lugetzur, she ends up doing yibum. It's like Nishkefer left, because it's only on a Drabanan level. And it's like, you know, and you could say it's like such a remote thing, they're going to marry a thing, they get divorced, the whole thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. So we're not koshish for this. Okay? All right. Now, any other questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, let's keep moving. No.
When they say if she has children, she doesn't leave, and when she what if she's pregnant?
So if she's pregnant, so that makes sense that she would stay, right? Okay. Now let's get back to the Gemara. Now, I would wait until she gives birth, and then once she gives birth to a viable offspring, then not leave. If she miscarries, then you know, get divorced. Okay. Now, all right. Let's get back to the Gemara. Reb Lazar Meir Alpha Pipkuli. So Reb Lazar holds Ede Mesira Karti. That's the way the Tana Reb Lazar holds Ede Mesira Karti. So Amar Rav Yom Rav, Alach Reb Lazar Begin. Rav Yudah says, Let me Rav, Alach Apollos Reb Lazar Begin. It means Ede Mesira Karti, that I must have the Edim that's the Mesira Seget. And I don't need Edim to sign the get. I don't need him to sign the get. I need him to see the Mesira the get. Kiamit to come to Shmuel. We know that Rav Yudah studied by Rav. When Rav died, he went to study by Shmuel. So Kiamit to come to Shmuel, Amar Af Bishtaro. When I said this halakha before Shmuel, he said the halakha follows Reb Lazar even by shtar, by you know, monetary documents. So I don't need signatures on the document, but I need Ede Mesira, that it was given over. So Varav Savar B'shtar Lo, I mean, Rav holds that we think that Reb Lazar doesn't say that by shtar you don't need a signature and you need Ede Mesira. He says, Haktani B'gob M'chasa B'shubarim. The Mishnah says that with this document, which is not signed by anybody, you can collect from the class of Shubarim. So Reb Lazar Tarti Amar, Reb Lazar Lishitato, he said both halakha, by kitten and by regular starod, he says in Akonami, Eidim Basir of the king, you don't need Eidim to sign the document. Rav Savar Kabat de Bechada, but Rav only held like Reb Lazar by kitten, he says Upali Le Bechada, but he was Makulik with him, but then by regular starod. Bechenam Reb Yaakov, where Eidi Amar Shuman Levi, Allah, Reb Lazar Begit. And we have also, there's another statement, Allah calls Reb Lazar Begit. Reb Yanai Amar, Apilu Reach Get Aimbo. Reb Yanai says, Punk Faker. He says, if you do like Reb Lazar and you have a get that wasn't signed by people, not only is it not a good get, it's not even Reach Get. We had Reach Get, that color of a get, not even color of a get. He says, Reb Yanai, lately to Reb Lazar, I mean, Reb Yanai doesn't hold the halacha is like Reb Lazar. So, Hachi Kamar, this is Enoch Inami, he holds like Reb Lazar. But this is what he meant. The Rabbanan, according to the Chachamim, who are mechulak with Reb Lazar, I feel the reich again. The angel, they say it's not even reich again. The chen amar Reb Yosi, Reb Chanina, Amar Yishlak, Yishlak, Reb Lazar, Reb Git. Reb Yochanan amar, I feel the reich again. Angel, Reb Yochanan says it's not even reich again if it's not signed. He says, "Lame Reb Yochanan, late to Reb Lazar." Should we say that Reb Yochanan doesn't hold from Reb Lazar? Hachi kamar. The Rabbanan, I feel the reich again. Angel, the same thing as before. Reb Yochanan just met, according to the Chachamim, who are mechulak with Reb Lazar, they would say that a get that's not signed is not even a reich get with it. Shalakli Rabba Abba Rezav de Lamari Barmar, but Baimine Me Rav Huna, Halakhi Reb Lazar Begit Noein Halakha. He says, do me a favor. I want you to inquire from Rav Huna, is Halakha by Reb Lazar Begit or not? So he says, Adahaki Nath Nashid Rav Huna. So before the question could be propounded, Rav Huna passed away. So Amalei Rabba Berei, so Rabba, Rav Huna's son, said, Hachi Amar Abba, this is my dad. Rav Huna said, "Mishmei Durav." He said the name of Rav. Halacha Reb Lazar Begit. No, on the side he corrects it to Rav. Let me put more on the side. Okay, he says the Rav Halacha Rav Lazar begin. V'rabotenu habakim b'tzvar halacha b'shem Rabbeinu amru, and our rabbis who were expert in Dvar Halacha, in the name of Rabbeinu, in the name of Rav, said Halacha Rav Lazar begin. The Amar of Chama Bar Guria Marav, and here means Rav Chama Bar Guria is the one who's the backing Halacha. It's under Rav Halacha Rav Lazar begin. Ikadamri, this is not Lashon. The Chavei Reinu habakim b'tzvar halacha, our colleagues who were backing b'tzvar halacha, and the Talmidei Rabbeinu b'shem Rabbeinu, and the Talmidim of Rav. In the name of Rav Amru, Halacha Rav Lazar begin. The Amar Rav Chista means Rav Chista is Chavi Reinu, our colleague. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria Marav, and here in this version, Rav Chama Bar Guria is the Talmidim of Rabbeinu. So in Rav, Halacha Rav Lazar begin. Okay, he had to Ravin, and similarly when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Rav, Halacha Rav Lazar begin. So it means the Amar Rav Lazar. So in Rav, Halacha Rav Lazar begin. It's a little strange, it says when Ravin, usually he's quoting from Rav Yochanan, and Rav is in Babel, but it's, that's what it says over here. Okay, who's your questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, let me finish the Gemara, and then I'll say a few things, that'll be it. Now, the next Mishnah. Okay, my name is Shlaim Shalchu Shnei Gitin Shavin. Let's say you have two couples. Both husbands have the same name, both wives have the same name, and both decide to divorce their wives at the same time. And they both commission Gitin to be written. He says, Shlaim Shalchu Shnei Gitin Shavin. So they sent out their gittin, maybe with one shliach, you know, we have a joint project, deliver these gittin. He says, then it's arvu, and then they got mixed up. We don't know whose get was who, which is very confusing. So again, you know, the get has to be written the shema, and you have to give it to the one it was written for, even though the names are the same. Notain shneim lezu, shneim lezu. So the etza is, you take both gittin, and you give it to Rachel, and both gittin, you give it to Leah, and then all problems are solved. L'pichach avad achad mehen, so therefore, if one of them got lost, same as batel, doesn't mean batel. We'll see, well, if we have a chance, I'll go over a little bit, but it means, according to one side, I have a safek, whether it would be good or not. And so with that get, it would be a safek migoresh, if you give that get. Now, so mishrish katu klal betocha get. Now you have five couples that Pana wrote on one document their bill of divorce. Ish ploni megarish ploni. It says, you know, A is divorcing B, who ploni ploni, and B is, and C is divorcing D, and then, you know, E is divorcing F. And so, but they wrote in one document. But Adam Ilamata, and Adam sign on the bottom of the document. Kulam Ksheir, and we have to clarify exactly what. Okay. Kulam Ksheir, Yinatein Lekol Atat B'Yachad. So they're all kasher. So I can give this document to each one of the couples, to each wife. So here, taking it back and back, back. Hayat Kotev Tofes Lekol Atat B'Yachad, Adam Ilamata. If there was a tofes, which we know is like the boilerplate, in other words, if we'll clarify in the Gemara what's when does it all come together? When can you do if it's tofes for each one? And Adam Lamata, that's Adam Nikrinimo Kasher, the one that the bottom one that I read with the Adam would be Kasher. So we'll clarify in a minute. So the Gemara says five lines from the bottom. Gemara, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that says you say you send two identical gittin and they get mixed up, you give them to, you know, both women. I'm Rabbi Yirmi, the local Rav Lazar. So Rabbi Yirmi says, L'chor, it's not like Rav Lazar. Again, Rav Lazar says, Ede Mesira Karti. But remember, as a corollary to that, he holds the get has to be written the Shema. The Chatav Law, man, Quinter Mayor of the Chatav Law is talking about the Edim have to sign it. And but according to Rav Lazar, it means that the get has to be written the Shema. So he says here, the local Rav Lazar, the Rav Lazar, came with the more Ede Mesira Karti. So the Gemara assumes right now that the Edim Sira have to know which, in other words, not just enough that the get is written the Shema, they have to know that this get was given to this woman. He says, so I have to know which document is the effective document. Abayamar, so we think that our Mishnah can't be like Rav Lazar. Again, I have two documents, two identical documents, but one is intended for Rachel and one Rachel, you know, Mermelstein, and one is intended for Rachel Schwartz. And I have to know, but it doesn't say Schwartz or Mermelstein in it, but I have to know which one was written for Rachel Schwartz and which one for Rachel Mermelstein. So the Gemara says, Abayamar, Afil Kim Rav Lazar. The Gemara says, you can even say our Mishnah is in accordance with Rav Lazar, even the way Rav Lazar, Tin L'Shma. You're right, Rav Lazar holds it has to be written L'Shma, the Tin L'Shma mi bai. Did we ever say the Natina has to be given L'Shma? In other words, I have to know who I'm giving at which time, that he didn't say. So just the ksiva has to be the Shema. So in Natinami, our Mishnah could be in accordance with Reb Lazar. Okay, two lines on the bottom, and then we'll do a little piece of Torah, and we'll finish up the daf today.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, no. If I say it has to be the Shema, and the Tina has to be the Shema, it means that at the time that it's given over, the person who's giving it over has to know I'm giving it over, but this one, and this is the get that was given for her. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Kamishash Katu Klal Chule. So we said that if five people were included in one document, so I can give the same document to the five different women. But then sometimes, if I have a separate tofus for each one, not. So we'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, Chamishashkim klal kulei, hechidami klal, hechidami tofus. What is the klal where everybody is like all together and I can use it five times, and tofus where I can't? So Amr Yochanan, Zman Echad, Lekulan Zehu klal. So Yochanan says, if there's one date, for the whole, and it was the date only appears once on the document, that creates, that's good, then I can give it five times over. If each one, in other words, in the document, there's a recitation. You know, there's language, you know, A is divorcing B, then language B is divorcing C, and C is divorcing B, and E is divorcing F, whatever. So if there's one date at the head of the document, so that I could keep using that document again and again. But because it's one whole document with Adam at the bottom of it. But if there's separate dates by each one, then the Adam who are signing at the bottom are only attesting to last recitation, and then I can only give it to that one, last one. So that's what we think. So Zman Echad L'Kulan Zehu Klal, Zman L'Kol Echad Zehu Tofes. Reish Lakish Amar, top line on Pesach and Avos, Apilu Zman Echad L'Kulan Nami Habi Tofes. Reish Lakish says, even if there's one Zman for everybody, that also is a Tofes, I can only use it for one of them. El Hechi Dami Klal, what's the case of Klal? The Katav, Anu ploni u ploni girashu shotenu ploni u ploni. In other words, if the recitation is Anaknu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, you know, Reuven and Shimon are divorcing our wives, you know, Rachel, Leah, you know, Zilpah, Shifra, that would be where I could do the same document for everybody. I could do it again and again and again. Yeah, in other words, everybody's together. Then it's one document, and the Adam are signing the one document, and I can give it to everybody. But if I have recitation, you know, one clause, then the recitation, the rest of the recitation, then not. Okay, now let me do a little piece of Torah, and then we'll be it. Okay, 1 second. This is pay vav today, right? Okay, so we mentioned in the Mishnah that if I have two men with identical gittin, and the shliach sends their wives, getting them mixed up, shliach doesn't know which get to give to which woman. He must give both gittin to each of the women to ensure that each one receives together was written and sent by their respective husbands. If one of the gittin was lost, the remaining get is batel void, it's not used for other women's divorce. Shliach does not know for which woman it was intended. It does not know. This is the Ran points out the term get batel used by the Mishnah is imprecise, labdafka, because it implies that the get is entirely worthless and ineffectual, when in fact this is not true. The Ran contends that if Shliach gives the remaining get, it affects the safek gerushin, a divorce in doubt. We must consider the possibility the woman received the get which was intended for her. Accordingly, the recipient of the get is deemed safek megureshet, must conduct herself with the stringencies of both a divorcee and a married woman. That's the way the Ran learns. Now, the Marcheshes, which is written by Rav Agus, he notes that the Rambam, codifying this halacha, indicates that he disagrees with the Ran, and is of the opinion that such a get is entirely ineffectual and void, as suggested by the Mishnah term batel. In other words, so is the get effective somewhat? Or is it get totally batel? So if the Rambam, it sounds like he's learning totally batel, how could that be the case? To explain the Rambam's opinion, the Marcheshes quotes the Gemara in Ksubas on Pei, which says that if a shaliach fails to properly follow directions and performs an act which is detrimental to the shaliach, the tzaddik can refuse to have the act assigned to him. I sent you to help me, not to mess me up. So if you mess me up, then you're acting outside the scope of my shlichus, outside your authority. He says, I appoint you for my benefit, not for my disadvantage. Marcheshes explains that in the Mishnah's case concerning the lost get, Buzz presumably would object to the shliach giving the remaining get to his wife, rendering her suffering the Goresh, because that places him in a detrimental position. If a woman is suffering the Goresh, the husband is responsible to provide for her, since she's still bound to him. On the other hand, since she might be divorced, he's not entitled to her earnings. So I get the worst of all possible worlds if you're going to go forward with this. So therefore, the Rambam's of the opinion that shliach gives the remaining get is entirely ineffectual, does not render the woman suffering the gereshet, the shliach is not authorized to perform a doubtful divorce on behalf of the husband. So that's a little harifus here with the whole thing. Okay, let me end the recording and then we'll talk. One second.